My name's Alison O'Brien. I'm the Head of Sleep Services at Sleep Scotland. And for RNIB Connect Radio's 20th anniversary, I'm here to talk to you about sleep tips for getting a better night's sleep in the run-up to the winter months. My first tip for a better night's sleep as the days are drawing in is keeping the routine. It might seem really obvious, but actually keeping a routine is probably even more important in the winter. It helps sets our body clock. It tells our body when it's night and day. So what we're looking at is things like getting up at the same time every day, eating meals at a regular time, getting some activity during the day, just so that our body knows now it's daytime and then later on that it's nighttime. And it really helps us get to sleep and also stay asleep. My second tip is all around daylight. So there's a lot less daylight as the nights draw in and the mornings are a lot darker. But what daylight does is it tells our brain it's time to be awake. Majority of people, even those with vision loss, still are able to see light or take in light input. So what we need to do is get outside in the morning, or even something as simple as eating your breakfast next to the window so that your brain is getting that signal. And it's daytime, it's time to be awake, and therefore later on when it comes to nighttime, you can help settle down a little bit more easily. My third tip would be about keeping up with exercise. A lot of us find that it's much harder to be active in the winter because it's a bit cold outside, it's a bit dreary, maybe it's raining a bit more, maybe the things that you normally do in the summer just aren't as appealing. So what we're thinking about doing is finding something inside that gets us moving. It can help us feel tired when it comes to bedtime, and also it helps us with those messages to the brain that it's daytime, therefore we're active. Even something as simple as finding a video or finding some music and having a bit of a dance in the living room can get us moving and help us out. When we're thinking about the types of exercise, we want cardio exercise earlier on in the day, so things that get the heart rate going. Strength-based exercises like yoga or stretching or even resistance bands, that's actually better later in the day because it has quite a relaxing effect on our body and our brain. So the different types of exercise could be used throughout the day and will have different effects depending on what you want them to do. My fourth tip would be around meal times. So we tend to eat heavier meals in the winter months, a lot more carbs, a lot bigger meals because it's a bit colder outside. This actually takes longer for our body to process, and what that can do actually is keep us awake at bedtime. So the best thing to do is to have our evening meal around 3 hours before you want to go to bed. So there's plenty of time for your body to process all of that lovely food that you've taken in and any sugars have been released and you've been able to settle through that. And my final tip is all around temperature. So we actually sleep best when our room is around 16 to 18 degrees, but our body temperature needs to drop in the early hours of the morning to stay asleep. It can be really tempting in the winter when it's a bit colder to wrap up in loads of layers, put on socks at bedtime, crank the heating up. The best thing to do is actually have your nice pajamas on, maybe have layered bedding, so maybe a duvet and a blanket, so you can easily remove them if you need to, if you get too warm. If you're wearing socks or slippers before bed, take them off once you're snuggled into bed, because what we need is that heat loss through our extremities that helps us get to sleep. We call it the Goldilocks effect. We want it not too hot, but also not too cold. We want to avoid the temptation to put the heating on overnight, as this can actually affect our ability to cool when we need to. And it also dries out the air, which makes us more at risk of things like snoring, and that affects our quality of sleep. So really thinking about altogether what we're doing during the day, keeping that routine, getting some light, eating at the right times, getting lots of exercise, and trying to keep our bedrooms cool but not too cold. They would be my top tips for getting a good night's sleep in the run-up to winter. A very happy birthday to RNIB Connect Radio, and I hope you all get a better night's sleep in these winter months.